From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Chemical and manufacturing giant 3M will pay $850 million to settle a lawsuit with the state of Minnesota over groundwater contaminated with perfluorinated compounds, or PFCs. 3M is also a defendant in a lawsuit over PFC contamination identified in El Paso County drinking water in 2016. 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brownell reports.
Some 7,000 residents have signed on to the suit here, which alleges that 3M and other manufacturers knew the health risks associated with PFC contamination, but failed to warn the Air Force, which once used firefighting foams containing the chemicals at Peterson Air Force Base. The EPA says exposure to high levels of PFCs may be linked to certain cancers and other conditions. Attorney Mike McDivitt is representing the plaintiffs. He says the facts in Minnesota are different, but the settlement shows 3M is worried.
You don't pay $850 million unless you think there's a problem that a jury might tag you for.
3M has denied the allegations. In a statement announcing the settlement, the company said it, quote, does not believe there is a PFC-related public health issue. A judge will soon decide whether to certify a class action suit in the El Paso County case. A trial is scheduled for April of 2019. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
Court records show a former deputy chief investigator of the Pueblo District Attorney's Office has been charged with multiple crimes, including official misconduct, misuse of official information, and professional gambling. The Pueblo Chieftain reports Charles Widup was indicted and arrested last month. He's been released on a $50,000 bond. This is 91.5 KRCC News.